to Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Why, hello there, Jaquel.
Let's just give a round of applause for you for not destroying our intro for the first time in, three weeks? 4 weeks?
I knew you would be
this
so impressed,
This is a big
Jaquel.
Milestone. I hope the listeners are also impressed.
I know.
You shed a tear here.
You don't know how hard that was for me.
Oh, I think I do.
It's so fun because you want to be so professional, and I live to torment you, Jaquel.
I want
to
be profesh, Dad.
I live to torment you, Jaquel. It's what I was put on earth to do.
I don't think that's exactly true.
It's part of it.
Anyways, what's new with you?
What's new with me, Jaquel?
Yeah, that's the question. Thanks for repeating it.
Let me think about it. What is new with me?
Dad, you know what?
Tormenting me.
I live to torment. That's what I was put on this planet to do.
No, it only goes one way.
Sheesh.
No, it only goes one way. I was only made put on earth to torment you, not vice versa.
Really?
What's going on with me?
Well, I have a question. Is it vice versa?
Versa visa?
Or vice versa?
Vice versa.
Or vice versa.
Verse vos. I don't know. Who knows?
Hear a lot of people say it a lot of different ways.
What's new with me? Oh, I know. I was over at your apartment last night.
Yeah.
And I noticed you got some spooky things going on in your apartment lobby.
In our lobby,
Did you notice the couch? There's a hand coming out from
I did not notice that.
I was like, man, they really went all out.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, I know they have these like two little stuffed animals that Travis and I had in our childhood.
Yeah, it's those two right there.
Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking, you know, we should talk about Halloween, but first I got something more important to talk
about. Okay, what do you got to talk about?
Yeah, I know. I had that great transition. I should have saved it till later.
You should have.
When I got there. But there's something more important than Halloween.
Is there anything more important than Halloween?
I got to get something off my chest, okay?
Oh, boy. I feel so nervous
I know.
When you do this.
You should feel nervous. Okay. So I was talking with somebody, and I'm not going to reveal who that person was, and they were talking about how they love to get these burgers that have cheese and bacon in them. And that's fine, but they're frozen burgers. I want to talk about burgers, Jaquel. I got to talk about burgers.
Talk about burgers all the time.
No. You never talk about burgers enough, Jaquel.
I never said we talked about it enough.
Last week we talked about pizza.
Yeah.
We got to talk about burgers. I really feel, Jaquel, deep down inside of me that our listeners need to understand the burger science? I don't know how to put it.
Well, you do talk about burgers all the time and share your strong opinions.
Well,
so.
Do I though?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize how much I talk about burgers.
Really?
I don't think I talk about burgers that much.
You do.
Do I really?
You do.
How much?
Like a lot.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think so.
So what do you have to say about burgers
today? Well, I mean,
this
Jaquel,
is the burger beat.
This is not going out for burgers, okay? I'm talking about burgers at home. Not,
yes.
I mean, we talk about going out for burgers and
we
favorite
do.
Burgers going out.
And we talk
and
about you making burgers all the time.
I guess we do.
Yes, we do. All right.
Maybe I've talked about this before.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. Okay, so let me ask you a question first of all. How long have you been married?
Over a year and a half.
Over
now.
A year and a
almost
half.
Almost a year and 7 months.
How many times have you had hamburgers at home in a year and 7 months?
Like with Joe?
Yeah, I mean, who else are you having hamburgers? Are you having other men into your home for hamburgers?
No, I was wondering if the question is home as opposed to going out to eat a burger. So
here,
at your house counted as eating a burger.
No, I'm talking about at your house. As a husband and wife for burger time.
Now I don't want to say three times maybe because I eat burgers here all the time. And here's the thing: I don't buy frozen burgers very much.
Okay,
and I don't feel like making homemade burgers all the time.
Have you ever bought frozen burgers?
Yes.
That's it. Get out. Get out right now.
No.
Go.
No.
Okay, this is what I want to tell people. Get rid of frozen burgers. I would love to live in a world where there was no frozen burgers.
Maybe in the
section.
New heavens and the new world.
I'm thinking, what is with frozen burgers? They're garbage.
Well, I have a trashy opinion, and I don't think they're that much worse.
No,
than,
they're garbage.
Listen, how
hard is it to buy a pack of ground beef and slap together some patties? It's simple, man. They don't have to be pretty. Just put some salt and pepper on them and throw them on the grill.
Sometimes you just don't feel like doing it.
No, I don't care. Do it, okay? Ban frozen burgers.
What was that about your
BFB.
Strong opinions
ban
on burgers?
Ban frozen burgers. Oh, I have strong
I'm
opinions
not getting
on burgers.
On that band,
ban frozen burgers.
I think sometimes they're tasty and useful.
Frozen burgers. No, they're never
them.
Useful. When I watch a TV show, Listen, sometimes I watch a TV show called Carnival Eats.
Yes.
Okay, Carnival Eats is a great show.
Yes.
I also watch a show called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay. Okay?
And sure sometimes, sometimes Guy Fieri goes to a restaurant and they'll be making a burger. No, Guy Fieri would never put up with this. But on Carnival Eats sometimes,
yeah,
they're going around to these carnies that make food. And, yeah, and sometimes they say, oh, I'm going to make this burger. And they put a frozen patty mm-hmm. down. And I'm like, no.
Okay.
That's it. I'm just like, no.
I will never be a patron of that Carnival food stand.
That's all I got to say. So what do you got to say, Chica? What's new with you?
Not too much.
What? That's it. What's for dinner tonight, huh?
I think I'm going to make ham.
Oh,
yeah.
How about a ham?
My husband loves ham.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let me give you some tips. Okay. A sweet sauce. Sweet sauce makes all the difference.
He just likes it with honey mustard.
That's ridiculous. Sweet sauce. No, honey mustard is fine.
That's ridiculous. That's fine. The craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Listen, but NBD.
And listen, this is a BD for sure.
Okay.
This is a BSD.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure the slices are thin.
Okay.
No thick ham.
Okay.
No, the ham slices have got to be thin. Thin ham slices
as you
are
know,
where it's at.
I don't even really, like, I would never buy ham for myself and never eat it, but.
I bought a ham. I'm like, hey, you know.
Bold choice.
I'll tell you what. Here's another trick for you.
Okay.
Buy a bone-in ham.
Well, I've already bought the ham, so that's not helpful.
Did you just buy one of those lame-o little pre-made ones? Yeah,
I think so.
I bought one, too. They're easy. But sometimes, one time I made a bone-in ham. Bone-in meat is always better.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's that marrow in the bone. It's good stuff,
man.
And
then I got some buttercup squash. Not butternut squash. Joe loves buttercup squash.
Ooh, my buttercup.
So I'm going to make some of that.
Okay. And when are you having tacos? I heard your grocery order last night.
That's right.
When I was over at your house. So when's tacos?
I don't know. Probably maybe tomorrow night for a Bible study.
I was thinking maybe we could have a taco salad for lunch here. I got leftover taco meat.
That sounds good.
But then you have tacos today, tacos tomorrow. Hey, can you ever tacos too many times?
No. No
it's
such
like
thing
burgers.
As too many tacos.
You can never have too many tacos.
But can you have candy too much?
No. And especially on Halloween.
Exactly.
Chiquilla, here's a question for you. How have we been recording this podcast for almost 4 years and we've never talked about Halloween?
I don't know. It does baffle me. It really does.
I guess it's because I just never really cared. That's part of it. Like, who cares?
We did a Reformation Day episode.
Yeah.
But no Halloween.
Maybe it's because we're a couple of wusses and we didn't want to talk about Halloween.
Maybe we're a couple of Halloweenies.
Oh, my goodness.
Set me up for that one.
That is the worst.
All right.
Well, hey, 4 years in, we might as well talk
about
Halloween.
Might as well. I mean, what else do we have to talk about?
We've probably lost any listeners we ever had anyway, so exactly. Might as well talk Halloween because it's a little controversial.
It is, though. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like the controversy has mellowed a little bit in recent years.
I think
years.
So, too.
I think, like, ten years ago, a lot of people felt very passionately about things. There were all the articles in the blogosphere. Should you celebrate Halloween? Yeah. Shouldn't you celebrate Halloween? So intense. Churches. All the conversations. But now it's just kind of like, you know.
I still see the odd post out there on the social media platforms from acquaintances of mine that are like, you know, no self-respecting Christian would ever celebrate Halloween or it's like, you know, you're worshiping demons if you celebrate Halloween.
And this might be getting it ahead of ourselves a little bit.
Oh,
but
yeah. Let's do that.
I just want to say, like, for issues like this, and if you mean, like, what do you mean issues like this? Well, we're going to talk more about that.
Like,
but
what?
People.
Issues like what?
Issues that not all Christians agree on,
right.
And it's okay. People.
But is it okay, Jaquel?
People always feel like what they're doing is best, which is good. You should do what you think is the right thing to do. However, it becomes an issue when you get legalistic or idolatrous and you think that people who disagree with you on this issue are, like, sinning and pagans.
Right.
So I feel like this is one of those issues that people are kind of, like, very convinced about what they're doing for their own family and sometimes are like, oh, if you're doing it a different way, you're so wrong. Right. It bothers me.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways.
What do I always say, Jaquel, about being right or something like that? Mm-mm. I can't remember how it is.
I don't think I'm... I got it. Here we go. Round two. I always think I'm right, but I don't think
I'm
always
right.
Right.
Exactly.
Which that's really how we should live our lives.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm not right about everything all the time, but obviously I'm living based on what I think is right.
Exactly.
You know, so there you go. And that's going to apply to Halloween. You know, wherever you stand on this matter, You know, live it for all you can, man. Give it. I mean, even post stuff on Facebook. I don't care. I'm not going to let that offend me. I got pretty thick skin. Oof. Okay. What's with the oof?
No.
Listen, all I want our listeners to know is I know how to spell it now.
I'm very proud of
you. I don't know how to say it, but I know how to
you
spell it.
You don't know
it.
How to say
oof. No, like, what's the right time to say oof? It's a new word. It needs to be added to our dictionary.
Let's talk oof. About Halloween.
Okay. Why don't you give us a brief history of Halloween? Here's a brief history of Halloween with Jaquel Ferris.
Nailed
Are you
it.
Impressed?
I am so impressed. Boom. It took a year and 7 months.
I know, but here I am.
Well, when I want to know some history, Boom. I go to a little website called history.com.
Are you serious? You went to history.com?
I did. Well, I was doing some research on, you know, the history of Halloween.
I'm typing in history.com. I want to learn about geology. Is there a geology.com?
Probably. Wow. Probably.
Is there a theology.com?
What I liked about this little history on history.com is that it's very brief. And the history of Halloween can be kind of complicated. It can be long. You can go research for yourself if you want to understand it more. But I'm going to give you just a brief little history of Halloween.
Or an explanation before you're about to give the explanation
history.
Can be very long. Just get to it, please. Come on.
Quote. From history.com.
Okay, get to it, please, Jaquel. Our listeners have paid.
What?
Give them what they deserve.
Oh, I thought
they've
they paid
waited.
Us. No, I was like,
paid.
No, they
they've,
haven't.
They have paid their due. They've sat through your long babbling about this.
Okay, are you done so I can
definition.
Get to it?
Please get to the definition now.
The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
Samhain.
Maybe I'm butchering that.
I don't know. Samhain?
That wasn't from the history.com.
Samhain.
I was saying maybe I'm butchering that.
Samhain. And not a Mr. Hain, like his first name is Sam.
No.
No, Samhain.
Samhain. So on Samhain, people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Mm. Now, again, this is very ancient because in the 8th century, Pope Gregory III added another holiday. He designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. So now we have Samhain and we have All Saints Day.
When does Samhain go back to?
I think I saw it as early as like 5 BC.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's old.
Soon All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. So things started getting a little muddled here. We got Samhain, All Saints Day, but things are mixing, overlapping.
So throwing everything in the blender.
Yeah. The evening before All Saints Day was known as All Hallows Eve, and later, Halloween. Over time, Halloween kind of evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, donning costumes, and eating treats. And as I told you before, it kind of came to America when the Irish brought over some of these Celtic traditions
Irish.
Of Samhain in the 1800s. Mm. And there's a brief history of Halloween with Jaquel.
From history.com.
With a little bit of me mixed in there.
I like the donning of costumes. Who dons costumes?
Our gay apparel. Wow, we got a little Christmas going on, a little Halloween. What even is happening?
Okay, so let's go over some reasons why some Christians might choose not to celebrate Halloween. Okay, this is and I think this first one is probably this is the first one you most people hear, and that it has pagan roots.
Yes, clearly, as I've just explained, it started with a Celtic pagan festival.
It has pagan roots.
It does.
People would wear costumes to ward off ghosts. Here's my question. What kind of costumes did they wear to ward off ghosts?
They probably were scary costumes.
Were they ghost costumes?
They had to scare the ghosts.
Goblin costumes?
They were the Ghostbusters.
they were the first Ghostbusters.
They dressed up as the Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
The Ghostbusters. The OG Ghostbusters.
OG. Okay, so, I mean, it has pagan roots.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
Also, it glorifies death.
Yeah.
So this is something I didn't really get into, but as a part of Samhain, they would try to, like, communicate with the dead, and they would hold these feasts for the dead, and it was a way, not in, like, a healthy way to, like, honor people from the past. It was not good. It was just like a glorification of death.
Yeah, and I mean death. I mean, that was one of my 3 points on Sunday was focused on death, and particularly the death of Christ. But death is our enemy.
Right.
Death is a bad thing. I mean, death haunts us all. And apart from Christ, that's what all people will find.
Yeah, and I think some Christians think, like, why would I want to celebrate this holiday that is, like, celebrating the enemy? Like, celebrating something that Christians, like, we should not love death. Like, we don't have to fear death.
Yeah.
And we know that death
Settle
is...
down, Jaquel. Boy, she's getting worked up, folks.
Death
Boom.
is a door for us to a better world, but we know that death is a result of sin.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't know about this one. Like, I don't know what it means to glorify death so much. You know, like, I mean, so are we talking about putting fake tombstones on your lawn? Are we talking about dressing up as zombies?
Maybe.
Like, what? I don't know. Okay. Third one. And this one is well, we're just going through these.
We're just going through it. We're not making comments yet. We're just talking about why do Christians not celebrate Halloween.
Okay, some Christians don't celebrate Halloween because it celebrates witchcraft, which is demonic. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an issue.
And not only that, like, people like Wiccans or modern day witches, like, they do still, like, try to commune with the dead and... like, there are like, legitimate, serious celebrations that happen on Halloween to that just are demonic.
Yeah, that they're tracing back to the origin of Halloween.
Exactly, right? And it's, like, it still happens today.
Okay, so that's why some Christians don't celebrate. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
There's one more reason.
Oh, sorry. I missed it. I thought that. Sorry.
No. Well, okay. Some people just don't want to celebrate it because it's participating in a worldly custom.
And we're not to be of the world, Chico.
Exactly.
The Bible says don't be of the world.
I'm sure there are other reasons, but I think those are a few of the big reasons why some Christians say, no, we don't want anything to do with Halloween.
Okay. And you know what? You know what Jaquel and I say?
Jaquel?
That was funny how I said that, Jaquel.
That was really weird.
You know what Jaquel and I say?
What do we say?
You don't want to celebrate Halloween?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
That's totally cool.
Just don't do it. It's all good.
I mean, don't do something.
I'm like, you know what? I honestly don't think a person's life is going to be less. How do you put it? It's like celebrating Halloween is not going to necessarily make your life better.
Yeah,
I really don't think.
It's not going to decrease the quality of your life.
It's not like, if you don't want to celebrate Halloween, I am not at all concerned about convincing you to celebrate Halloween.
Right.
Don't celebrate. It's like people who are like, I don't watch much TV. I'm not going to be like, well, you should watch a lot more TV.
Exactly.
Okay. So anyway.
Okay,
go.
Okay. But what about some Christians who do celebrate
But
Jaquel, Halloween?
We just, all these reasons, there can't be reasons why people would.
I think there are.
Okay, then. Let's get into it, I guess.
Okay. That was so dramatic.
I know. This is a dramatic episode, Jaquel.
Okay, so the first reason that some Christians might choose to celebrate Halloween is that they recognize its pagan roots.
Oh, yeah.
They're not denying that.
I mean, people go to history.com every day.
Exactly. They're just looking it up, reading about
it.
Oh,
yeah.
But they also recognize that it has changed to a totally different celebration than what it once was. Like, for example, Christmas, Easter, or birthdays. And I don't think there are that many Christians who reject Halloween who also will reject all of those other practices and customs.
Some do.
There are some for sure.
Some do, but some don't. And that is, I hate to say, but that is inconsistent because the celebration of Christmas and Easter also have.
Yeah, I understand that people do think, well, Halloween is the one that the pagan customs still persist in some areas in the world. Like, I don't think, or like in North America, because Christmas, like, I don't think that many people are using it as an opportunity to, like, celebrate pagan cultish things.
No. Well, I think most people would say that it's a completely different thing. Okay,
right.
Yes, we're celebrating Christmas at the same time of year as a pagan festival was celebrated, but we recognize that Jesus wasn't born on December 25th.
Right.
But I think I would argue the same.
Yeah.
Halloween, what it is now in some places, I'm not saying in all places. This is going to depend on where you're at and how.
Sure. If you live in Salem, Massachusetts, this application might be
Salem,
a little
Massachusetts,
different.
Or I'm thinking like Mexico and other places where Halloween is looked at differently, or the Day of the Dead, I think, is. But the point is that in many areas of America or North America, let's say, Halloween is completely disconnected from what it once was. It no longer has any connection to that whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so if you're saying, well, Christmas is a totally different thing, a lot of people would argue that Halloween is a totally different thing now too.
Yep.
Now, some might say, well, but it's still got elements of the things. Well, some people may choose to do that, but people will say, look, you know, no, it's a totally different thing now.
Also, some Christians will say that they do not use Halloween to glorify death or demons, but instead use it as an innocent way to just enjoy God's grace and gifts. And like, I've even heard some Christians who try to be like super intentional about Halloween and use it instead of trying to like glorify death. They contemplate death, but apply it to thinking about Christ's triumph over death, which, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch, but
I think it's a bit of a stretch. I okay. So, I mean, this is one of those things where I'm like, Okay. So, I mean, like, again, like, if it's a different thing, you know, I mean, what can you dress up as and what can't you, you know, as mm-hmm. kids? Like, what? Well, you know, I want to dress up as a ghost. No, can't put that bed sheet on and poke holes through your eyes. I mean, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, what do you think, Jaquel? Like, what do you think? I think that I saw a picture of somebody's child wearing a pumpkin costume.
That's right.
That poor pumpkin to be made a jack-o'-lantern is dead. I mean, you know, come on.
Yep,
that pumpkin's no longer costume. Alive. It's got plucked out of the ground and scooped all its
guts
out.
Just to be clear, I did not put my child in a literal pumpkin.
That would be pretty great, though.
It'd be pretty cute.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't have a particularly strong opinion on Halloween yet.
I guess my question is, does it glorify death necessarily for your kid to dress up as a zombie?
Okay, no.
I don't think so. I mean, zombies are a big part of pop culture right now. So
I think there could be nuance here. Like,
yeah, I think so.
Like I think there is a way to dress your kid up as a zombie, which does glorify death, is not really the most healthy, honorable thing for a Christian to do. But I also think there is a way that it could be totally innocent and it is fun and not satanic in any way.
Yeah.
I just think it depends.
The point is I don't think we should ever be glorifying death.
No.
You know, so anyway. I don't know, though. I think that, like you said, there's room for nuance and there's room for disagreement
sure.
on this.
Yeah. And then the other reason, and this is kind of the most compelling to me.
I agree.
And kind of this is where my thoughts on Halloween center, that some Christians choose to celebrate Halloween because they are seeking to engage this cultural force for Christ. So, for example, through radical generosity, using it as an opportunity to connect with neighbors, sharing resources, gospel tracts, stuff like that. There's a really good article that I had mentioned to you before, Dad, by Jimmy Needham on Desiring God, where he talks about using Halloween as an opportunity for generosity. And he talks about why their family gives out like king-size chocolate bars and just seeks to be a place that their neighbors, you know, see as a positive thing. They think of them as generous people, and how that leads to opportunities for gospel engagement and connection with other people.
Exactly. So what you're saying, Jaquel, is some people participate in Halloween out of love for neighbor?
That's right.
I don't know how. I mean, That's a tough one to argue with. I mean, like, there's compelling arguments for both positions, aren't there?
Right. And I do, like, I know a lot of people who sort of have a hybrid position. Like, I was telling you about somebody before we recorded who she does not participate in Halloween. The kids don't go trick-or-treating. They don't dress up. But they hand out candy. They have their neighbors coming to their door. And they're like, we see this as an opportunity to show love. So we're still going to give out candy.
Sure. And that, I mean, that in some respects, you're participating in the celebration. But I don't fault that person because, I mean, again, they're basing what they're doing on their convictions concerning what they think is the best thing.
Yeah. And then there are other situations where, you know, churches might host like a fall festival where it's kind of like an alternative to Halloween.
Reformation Day party.
Right. But it's not Halloween. So, like, there are lots of different, like, people are kind of all over the spectrum on this issue.
Yeah. Now, I want to add, I love gospel tracts. Big fan.
Yeah.
A big fan of handing out gospel tracts. If people come into your doors, hand out gospel tracts. But listen, don't just hand out gospel tracts. They're coming to your door for candy, right?
Yeah.
So give them a whack load of candy.
Right. Buy the king-size chocolate bars if you're going to get
And give them a gospel tract. But some people are like, oh, they're coming for candy. I shouldn't give them the gospel tract. No, if you give them the candy, throw a gospel tract in there, for goodness sake. And there happens to be a very appropriate one for young people.
There is.
That somebody I know wrote.
I did. I wrote a gospel
tract. Yeah, because you're famous.
Yeah.
So there you go. Maybe you can dress up as Jaquel Brown.
Well, if you do, you know, send me a picture.
Yeah.
So I think the bottom line when it comes to this question, should your family celebrate Halloween? Maybe.
Maybe.
if your family wants to, if your parents want to. If they don't, if you don't, then don't.
Yeah, I mean, for young people, there's no question about that. You know, you need to follow the lead of your parents, whether you agree with them or not.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you've listened to our episode and you've fallen on one side and your parents are falling on the other. You're following your parents' lead. That's you listen to them before you listen to us.
Yeah. Now, there's a really good Ask Pastor John episode where he talks about this, and he has a good quote that I think is helpful in considering what your view on Halloween is. And he says it really comes down to what your view of culture is. Do you see Christ against culture, Christ in culture, or Christ over culture?
Yeah, that reminds me of a book I just read called Every Square Inch by, I forget, Bruce Ashford. Mm. Bruce Ashford. It was very interesting. But yeah, it really does come down to your view of how you think a Christian should engage culture.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, if you're not sure of your view, you know, you should talk to your parents about it. And, I mean, you know, maybe your family is not really sure where they should fall on the issue. Well, you know, talk to your elders about it. Talk to your pastors about it. They will give you input, but hopefully.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jekyll and I's position is that it's a matter of freedom.
Yeah.
Of religious freedom and not religious freedom. religious. What am I trying to say?
Christian liberty.
It's a matter of Christian liberty. Yeah, thank you. I've been focused on the issues of religious freedom lately, or religious liberty. But anyway, it's a matter of Christian liberty, in our opinion. You know, again, some will say, like, this is the thing I need to be careful of, is if you take one side or the other, you're going to, oftentimes in this discussion, you immediately anathematize the other side. Sure. And which is to say,
that's what I kind of was mentioning at the beginning.
You know, you deem them as a cursed. And I don't think we should do that. I think this is a secondary matter. So
definitely, but I don't think it's unimportant to consider, you know, what is the most faithful thing you and your family can do. So
secondary doesn't mean unimportant.
Yeah,
I mean, you should. This is why we presented both sides.
Yeah,
we want you to think, where do you fall on it, and you live based on your convictions, based on what you believe that the scriptures teach. So
exactly. So hopefully this episode was helpful as you and your family think about this issue more and seek to be faithful during spooky season.
Spooky season?
Spooky season.
Very spooky.
Very spooky.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess where can people find us if they want to share their opinions on Halloween?
Sean@ageofminority.com. Send unless they're kind, encouraging, then you can email Jekyll@ageofminority.com. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and if you want to give us a little treat, we're not going to come trick-or-treating to your
give
door.
Give us a treat.
You can head over to iTunes and leave us an honest 5-star rating and review. That's better than any chocolate bar, any pumpkin.
We don't want your chocolate.
Anything you could give
us. Any pumpkin? Who's handing out pumpkins at their door?
I don't know, but that sounds cool. That would be expensive.
It would be expensive.
But generous and cool. It would be cool if somebody handed out carved pumpkins.
I don't think kids want pumpkins.
What if the pumpkin was full of candy?
Hey, here's a question, Jekyll. How could people possibly celebrate Halloween this year unless they love their neighbors? They wouldn't want to spread all that COVID everywhere. Come and get some COVID candy, everybody. Mm-hmm. COVID candy. Hey, you better check with the government to find out how to celebrate Halloween.
Oh, sheesh. We need to wrap this up.
Until next week, Jekyll.
This has been Age of Minority.